This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Tor Johnson, Head of Digital Infrastructure for Triple Point, who are fund manager for Digital 9 Infrastructure PLC. DGI9 is the ticker. Tor, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you, Justin. I look forward to this discussion.
Yeah, well, you've just released your results for the period ending 31st December 2021. We'll dig into that in a bit more detail. Before we do, Tor, for people who've not heard of you, can you explain what Digital 9 Infrastructure is all about, please?
You know, we are investing in the assets that underpin the internet. It's all about this digitizing society that we are living in, you know, from using the internet at home to our mobile phones to, you know, our workplace and the various work products that we're accessing from our, you know, from a laptop or even our mobile phone. And it's the assets that underpin all that and the movement of that data. You know, from one level, you could start at you know, the brains, the data centers, where the storage and processing occurs, the backbone, which connects these data centers globally, subsea fiber network, to the capillaries that ultimately are the terrestrial fiber and wireless network that, you know, connect the end users and businesses together.
Well, I certainly say the internet's not going away, is it? Everything's moving online, if it hasn't already. So take us through the purpose then of this, if you could, Tor.
Well, the purpose is a when you ask me that, there is a deeper meaning. You know, when we when you reference that, and when we answer it, we say, you know, our purpose is actually critical to what we're doing, and ultimately, it's we've aligned it around this SDG 9, the UN Sustainability Goal number 9, and there are two aspects within that, and then our purpose will become clear. Number one, it's about improving connectivity between people. We believe societal change is occurring with digitization, and that connectivity that is bringing people together is, you know, effectively bridging the digital divide. And we think that's going to become a bigger and bigger issue. Think about education and how education is starting to transform on in the digital world. The second aspect of the UN Sustainability Goal number 9 is about investing in that infrastructure in an environmentally sustainable way. And for us, the big subset there is, of course, decarbonizing the data center industry. And that's, you know, quite important for us as we think about the challenges that our digital world are creating and the pressure it's putting on broader industry on the decarbonization agenda.
Yeah. Okay. And your approach you describe as being platform driven. What does that mean? Can you explain that?
Good question. Yeah. Ultimately, because we're really in the early phase, you know, the game just started. And ultimately, what that means is the skill sets, the operational track record, the value of creating more assets and, you know, and more opportunity that is the bedrock of digital infrastructure, we believe are, you know, platforms. attractive zones of talent, skill sets, and operational track record. And ultimately, for us, those drive further opportunities. So, for example, we've invested in three different platforms to date, and we'll add more. One is our subsea fiber network platform, Aquacoms, driving that layer one subsea fiber, how our internet is connecting across continents, cables that are at the bottom of the ocean, literally. And that fiber network, that skill set, we're looking to develop out and build further assets globally. So that's a platform. Another platform of ours is a Nordic data center platform, a business that has really been on the leading edge of moving in the energy sink, if I call it that, of a data center from a net hydrocarbon market to a net renewable market. And that's a platform that we are really excited about because we're seeing a lot more opportunity for growth at its site in Iceland, but also more broadly and geographically across the Nordics. So that's just to give you two examples of that platform. And it's driving that further opportunity and development, but also having these fantastic assets that have good cash flow associated with long-term revenue visibility.
Yeah, well, talking about that, like I say, you just released your results for the period ended 31st December. Give us some highlights, if you could, of that, Tom.
Yeah, we're quite pleased with the results. If we look at total shareholder return for the year annualized from our IPO last year through to the end of the year, it was 23%. Mm-hmm. Now, 13% of that, effectively, also an annualized number, came from just the underlying performance of the assets or the NAV plus dividends. So we have been paying dividends. Our target is 6 pence per share, mm-hmm. and the expectation is that that will continue.
Excellent stuff. And you mentioned there your pipeline. How is that looking?
We're quite confident on our pipeline, and it does come back to that platform concept in some ways, that compounding effect of being a magnet for skill sets and operational track record. That platform that we've developed are leading to more pipeline. And that's compounding across the value chain as you think about telecommunications and digital infrastructure and the ability to draw value and build value from one segment to the value chain to the next. For example, one platform I haven't mentioned yet is our SeaEdge platform. That's about building and developing assets in an ecosystem for data centers that are tied into that subsea network. And clearly, there's a nice playoff of our subsea fiber network business and how that business is continuing to develop. So for us, the platform is a critical step in that pipeline piece and continuing to compound. A purpose. We talked about purpose, but that's ultimately driving opportunities to us too because it's different. We're not your usual fund. We are setting out and we screen opportunities about how they fit our purpose. That is our purpose. It allows us to really, breathe a new life into infrastructure investment into some ways and to screen things in a different way. That's, ultimately what led us to Verne Global, the Nordic data center platform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then finally is the people. I can't miss out that. The broader team, within TriplePoint and D9, we have 300 billion of digital infrastructure experience. So that's compounding itself as we think about the network that allows us to have globally.
Yeah.
To drive more opportunities into our pipeline.
Yeah, very impressive. And also impressive, just looking at the customer breakdown on your report here, and you've got some global tech giants, relationships with those, haven't you?
Yeah, what's really interesting is when you look at the broader platforms, we have access to, the largest purchasers in digital infrastructure, of course, global tech. Make fantastic partners, customers sometimes too, but they're changing digital infrastructure as we think about it. And so understanding, being in the room and understanding what some of the most complex projects they're developing on the subsea fiber side, understanding how that impact, what impact that's going to have in the broader digital infrastructure fabric that's being built and growing over around the world, that is really valuable to us. But also the customers, even on the firm side. I mean, some of these customers are, you know, really at the cutting edge of the digital economy and understanding discrete data sets that are energy intensive to process and manage, of convincing these customers to move to an area like Iceland and other places in the Nordics, where you can benefit from, of course, the power cost savings. That's a much more salient point right now with our commodity price volatility. Mm-hmm. When you can go to somewhere like Vern and get long-term price stability, you know, already at a significant discount to the prevailing commodity prices, because it's 100% renewable energy. So that's quite quite attractive.
Yeah, absolutely. And looking forward, Tor, you know, give us a highlight of what you hope or expect to happen this year.
Well, it's really just continuing on the same theme from this past year, building out our platforms, building within the platforms, building new platforms. Again, we're really at the early phase of the digitization of our economy and the infrastructure, assets that are going to underpin all that. For our fund, we're continuing to push globally. Our Aquacomms, our subsea fiber business, is pushing east. We announced a cable build, partnering with some of the big customers you've already referenced. Mm-hmm. I would expect us to continue that theme. And within Vern Global, looking to build off that base. This business has been doing, the vein that they operate within the data center world, they've been doing it as long as anybody. They've been operating for 10 years, which is a lifetime in the context of, the digital infrastructure world. Yeah. So really just continuing to build off of the business and ultimately targeting new assets. We'd love to become a magnet for high performance companies. And ultimately that's what we're trying to build, a place where we can continue to build off of that 300 billion of digital infrastructure experience, and benefit, from both the existing platforms and the ideals that we're trying to create here.
Excellent stuff. Well, Tor, on the front page of Vox Markets here, we have 10 companies that are most followed. That changes all the time as people hit those follow buttons. But to get on that list, if you could, give us three quick reasons why someone should add D9 Digital to their watch list, please.
Yeah, sure. The opportunity is compounding. If you think about the digital infrastructure being the lifeblood of our digitizing society, just in the next year and a half, you're going to add another 800 million people to the internet. And those people are adding more and consuming more and more data and wanting faster latency. The services that we're demanding are demanding more latency. We're having more devices. You have more devices in your home. So that whole infrastructure that underpin that capability, that start is really at the early phase and compounding. And so being in an opportunity that we already have that skill set and that capability built out is really interesting, which also then brings up a second point around just, the opportunities in the public markets for access to this kind of exposure. And there just aren't any. There are very few, even globally. Obviously, you can go to a publicly traded company in the US, like an Equinix or a Digital Realty Trust. But we ultimately, a DGI9 is listed on the LSE as an investment trust. And we think it's quite a unique opportunity for access to that digital infrastructure asset class. Mm-hmm. And then finally, it's purpose. We're here to change the society. That is ultimately at our heart of what we're doing. Obviously, the UN Sustainability Goal number 9 is a big part of it. That's what we're aligning around. But we are trying to do things differently, really drive a change, both bridging the digital divide and decarbonizing the data center industry or more generally investing in an environmentally sustainable way.
Mm-hmm. Marvellous stuff. Tor, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.